Whether it's at the courts, the bar, or in large corporate law firms, women and cultural minorities are underrepresented at senior levels of the legal profession. Many law firms are trying to change this through diversity targets to introducing blind hiring practices. But what does cultural diversity mean for lawyers and their clients? Jane Lee for The Law Report.
For years now, the word diversity has been creeping into the mission statements of law firms everywhere. So why is it important for the legal profession to be diverse? Victorian barrister Fatmir Badali says it's not just about the law. All powerful institutions need to represent all of the groups in the community that they serve.
A, you ensure that the widest reflective body of views of the community are reflected in those institutions. And secondly, it develops confidence in your institutions that they're reflective of the community. You also, by doing that, don't build into those institutions hidden biases that then take a long time to unpack. And if you use the law as an example, you wind up having judicial decisions made with particular biases inherent in them that then stand as precedent for 20, 30, 50, 100 years. And Mabo is a good example of that, how long it took for a doctrine of tele nullis to be overturned and recognise Indigenous Australians' links to Australian land.
Senior lawyer at law firm Ashurst, Cynthia Anandajayasekaram, used to work in the United States. It's common there for firms to have sponsors who advocate on behalf of minorities in the workplace. By contrast, in Australia, law firms are only now starting to measure the extent of the gender and culture divide, especially at senior levels of the legal profession.
Speaking just on behalf of Ashurst, we set a few years ago targets in terms of what the female partnership should look like by 2023. And one of the things that amazed me about was, well, you know, why is this only at the partner level? Like, what about at every other level? And the reason was that when you think about it and you drill down in the numbers, at every other level up to council, which is where I'm at, they were at least hitting 50, if not 52%, which is an amazing statistic and something I certainly myself wouldn't have thought of, because I think about my time in the law, and I don't think I've ever really worked under a female partner except for most recently. So that's 10 years of always working under people who were nothing really like me. And I can't say that I'm alone, really, in that.
Judicial Registrar Tuan Van Lee has a front row seat to the way cultural differences play out in the court system. And when his family friend was hospitalised after she was attacked by her partner, he realised just how important cultural diversity is for access to justice.
The police had taken out an intervention order against her partner, and she needed somebody to help represent her on the first return date 3 days later. And in that kind of vulnerable moment, she contacted me and she said, "Twan, I would really like to have a female Vietnamese lawyer that I could talk to and help me explain the process." And I reached out to my networks and they reached out to their friends. And unfortunately, we couldn't find anybody that fit her category within the time required. And so from a court perspective, I think the more diversity you have in representation, the fuller you can actually represent your community groups. You could have advocates of all different backgrounds who can run a case really well. But unless you've faced indirect discrimination, unless you know how family-centric the family can be in certain cultural backgrounds, unless you know in, like, you know, the way Asians approach business transactions that they don't necessarily reduce anything to the written word or contract, there's a question of whether they can fully represent your interests and present to the court your context. And so for me, it's important in that way.
That's Tuan Van Lee, a registrar at the Federal Court in Melbourne, ending that report from Jane Lee. You can hear more of that discussion about cultural diversity in the legal profession on The Law Report. That's today at 5:30 here on RN.